glad I invited you both out here to chill and relax. I have to admit, I was nervous in case you guys said no or had something better to do.
Don't be silly. Why would you think that?
It's just been a while, I guess. I've been hunkered down, studying hard for these finals coming up. It's nerve-wracking to say the least.
I know what you're saying, but don't think too much on it like that. That's a bad way to put so much. What's the word? Pressure on yourself, I guess. It will cause stress, and stress is always bad for you. You have to look after yourself, 'cause who's the most important person? Come on, say it with me. Who's the most important person?
Me.
Correct. And anyone after that is completely up to you. Look after yourself first, and everyone else is sure to follow.
You know, you should really write a motivational book or something. It's ironic that you're goofy with your words, but you always seem to know exactly what to say and when to say it.
Oh, how you flatter me so.
But seriously though, thanks for coming out, guys. I really appreciate it. You don't have to say anything back. I'm just enjoying this moment. I can hear the little birds tweeting in the background. It makes me feel like I can breathe easier. Like my stress is leaving me. Only just for a moment, though. It sucks we're splitting up after we graduate. But that doesn't mean the end to our story, right?
Hey, just 'cause we are taking different paths in life, doesn't mean they won't cross. It's going to be so weird not seeing you guys every day throughout the week. You'll definitely have to make up lots of playdates throughout the year. I've got quite a lot on my bucket list, although, saying that, we could probably do a lot of them over the summer break. We could make it the best summer to never forget. Sounds like a deal?
Well, count me. You know I'm a sucker for adventure. Or maybe I could buy a collage book. I'm sure my sister has an old Polaroid camera I could borrow. Then we can stick stuff in it that we do along the way. Think of it. If we go on a train journey, we could glue the tickets in with photos of the location. Or say we went on a hike, we could all pick a leaf each and flatten it and write a little piece on the book of why we picked the leaf. Or visit a cafe. We could take a business card and show the cute little desserts and drinks that we got. The possibilities are limitless. So, what do you guys say? Shall we do a little scrapbook together?
You don't need to be so dramatic. We are happy to help. That's what friends are for, after all. It's so sunny out. I honestly think I could close my eyes and end up going for a nap. I feel so nice and cozy, and there is the world's most gentle breeze on my legs. It's really nice to get away like this. One more week and we're done. free for a whole 3 months until, you know, back into education enslavement once more.
Oh, I tell you what, we could dip our feet in the stream soon to cool down if we need to. As well as I heard it's frog spawn season, and I brought potato chips with us so we could feed them if they're big enough to eat. We just gotta mash them up first though. But yeah, let us enjoy this moment. I probably could sleep as well if you stopped talking to me. The sun's rays feel so nice on my face. The air is so sweet as well. Oh? Psst. I think he's asleep. Hey, are you awake? I guess he's really out. He did look tired. I suppose he's been studying hard. I could see it on his face when he came out of his house. Maybe on the way back, we could head to the store, and I'll treat us to some soda as a little pick-me-up.
He looks very cute when he's passed out. His mouth is starting.
We can only try our best now, can't we? That's all that matters, right? Give it your all, and if that's not good enough, then screw it, I say. You tried your best. What more could you ask for? Here, I have an extra blanket in my bag. It'll fit over all of us. Let's get comfy and enjoy the moment.